The Minsk Tractor Works was established in 1946 and, with state help, survived the collapse of the USSR.
It is one of the largest manufacturers of the few left in the post-Soviet territory as far as its capacity is concerned. So one could be straightforward in saying that its contribution is huge.
Critics say the state-run model is failing as Belarus struggles with inflation and a shrinking economy.
In 2016, it has failed to deliver on reforms, so it believes that somehow it will overcome difficulties. But as we see from numbers, from the way manufacturers work, the situation, the job market, things are getting worse.
The workforce at the Minsk Tractor Works shrank from the original 30,000 during Soviet times, but it remains a major employer in Belarus.
There are 18,000 people currently working at Minsk Tractor Works. Should the factory have been closed, can you imagine how many people would have remained unemployed? How could anyone deal with that amount of people? The people would begin worrying. There might be some rallies or war.
But Belarus is also battling its way into the global market of high technology and innovation with software like the World of Tanks franchise.
A high-tech park provides extra possibilities for the development of IT companies here on the territory of the Belarus Republic, like tax advantages, as well as many advantages for employees engaged in this field and a favorable climate for business development.
The online gaming company got its start in Minsk, but has attracted fans around the world with more than 110 million subscribers. While employing 2,000 young staffers and programmers in Belarus, they look to the future while still acknowledging the Soviet past that inspired their virtual tanks. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Minsk.